Good evening to you on this Christmas Eve, a time in which we celebrate the birth of Christ and the light and the hope that comes from our Savior. This evening we'll be hearing from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, which is the story, Luke's account, of the birth of Christ. So I invite you to hear these words from Luke's Gospel. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all those words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Christmas Eve night, in particular, is a night in which we use the imagery of light in the darkness, the imagery of light to represent what the birth of Christ means for us as followers of Christ. Light is something that here in the middle, in the depths of winter, I should say, winter just started, but here in the depths, when the days are the shortest, light for us can seem like a precious commodity. I remember being in school and going to school in the darkness and coming home in the darkness, with activities after school and such. And it seemed like the only light I would have would be the light that was in my classroom, in the gym or in the music room. It was no light from overhead or whatever light would come in from the windows. It seemed like light was a precious commodity there and in that time of my life, and it still is that way with these short days where it can seem like we're starting our day in the dark and we're ending our day in the dark as well. And for us this year especially, it can seem like we have been living in perpetual darkness. With a pandemic hanging over us and affecting our lives, and for many of us, affecting us deeply in the loss of loved ones or in seeing loved ones struggle, of seeing businesses and families struggle in this time. This year certainly has seemed like there's been a pall of darkness and everything that we have done since March. But here's what's important for us as a people of faith, and I believe for all of us as well, is that on this night, we fully recognize the darkness that we are in. The darkness that we experience, the darkness that we plod through is indeed real and a part of our experience. But what's even more important than recognizing there is darkness in the world is recognizing the light. Recognizing the hope that comes from our faith, that comes from our God, it comes from Christ, and is shaped by the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was born, in this account here, the world was not a great place. It was challenging for those who lived in Judea, in that faraway province of the Roman Empire. Life was not easy for many. Actually, life was not easy for most people, especially on what was seen as the fringes of the Roman Empire. It was a hard life, and there was plenty of darkness to be found. But in this unexpected place, in this manger, in a place that was considered to be a faraway backwater, light came into the world. Hope came into the world through the birth of Christ. And we recognize that, yes, there is darkness. There are challenges in our lives. Ultimately, it is nothing compared to the light that we have in Christ, the hope that we have in Christ. One of my other texts that I love to read out of the Bible on Christmas Eve is from the book of Isaiah. And it's in chapter 9, and I've preached on it this season, so it may sound familiar to you, and it may sound familiar to you because these words actually show up in works like Handel's Messiah, and they're words that are frequently found in this season. But that first verse of my reading here, I'll just read verse 9:2. The first, verse that's traditionally read on Christmas Eve, it's the whole section is Isaiah 9:2-7. And I would encourage you to take a look at that. But 9:2 is the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Brothers and sisters, I believe that in the birth of Christ, light is shining on us. I believe hope is with us. And no matter how dark it may seem, no matter how much darkness we have lived in this past year or in our lives, it is nothing compared to the light that comes to us from our Savior. It is nothing compared to the light that comes from Christ. So on this Christmas Eve night, I encourage us, I call on us, I challenge us to embrace the light, to embrace the hope that came to us in that manger long ago, to embrace the hope that comes from Christ, and for us ourselves to be a light in the world. So others will know the hope that comes on this night, the hope that comes from Christ, and so that the kingdom of God will be here among us. So all may know God, that all may know the grace that comes from Christ and the new beginning that is there for all of us in our God. So brothers and sisters, let us be a people of the light. Let us be a light, and let us embrace the light that is in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Embrace this now and for all of your days, and Merry Christmas.